Job seekers queued outside the RDS Simmons Court this morning. They were there to suss out the 3,000 jobs the Grad Ireland Graduate Careers Fair is promising. Cian McCormack went along to see if they think Ireland is the best small country in the world in which to do business, especially when you're finishing up in college and looking for a job.
I'm Joe Cian, I'm 24, I'm from Cork. I just finished my Master's in Food Marketing in UCC. But I'm looking out to do something that would be more in line with my degree in maybe marketing or logistics or supply chain.
Joe Cian is waiting for the RDS Simmons Court to open.
There seems to be a lot of opportunities here, right? I was thinking looking at Lakeland, and I'm going to take a look at the jobs board as well and see if there's any more opportunities.
It's not even 11 o'clock and he's at the top of a queue with his friend 22-year-old Megan Elsey.
Do you think you'd walk out of here with the job?
That's the plan. We came here an hour and a half early. We're top of the queue. We're hoping the early bird gets the worm.
And what time did you leave Cork this morning?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock, just to get to the top of the queue.
Just to get to the top of the queue, yeah, to give ourselves the best opportunities we can.
At the back of the queue, there's an upbeat contingent from Athlone.
I graduated in October.
Okay. 5 years ago, you might have been leaving Ireland.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I definitely thought about it. I actually had my ticket to go to Australia and everything, but I backed out last minute to go to college. So
you've gone to college. What are the prospects like now?
Prospects are looking really good, really good.
Are you seeing that on the ground though?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, especially for someone in our industry. Yeah. I've literally been offered a job today. It's looking good. It's looking really good.
The jobs are coming. Everything's on the rise again. The economy is booming. So hopefully there'll be more jobs and hopefully we'll get a dream one today.
The organisers of the Graduates Careers Fair are promising 3,000 jobs. But is it just a promise? Mark Mitchell, the director of Grad Ireland, the people behind this event.
No, I don't think so. What we've done is we've basically added up all the jobs that the graduate employers here are recruiting for. So we've jobs for all students across all disciplines. Primarily, these are the large employers who have organised, defined graduate programmes. And they're generally looking for students from a mix of different disciplines.
Inside, 120 companies have set up stalls. Glan Bia is one of them, and it's hoping to recruit 65 graduates. Rosemary Hogan, Head of Graduate Recruitment at Glan Bia.
We have opportunities for technology graduates. Approximately a third of opportunities are in that field. A third of opportunities are in accounting and finance. We also then have opportunities for engineers, food scientists. So it's a real broad base when it comes to the opportunities available.
Back outside, it's almost 12 o'clock and there's still a queue. Kevin Smith from Sagerton, Dublin, is looking forward to seeing what's on offer inside. He's graduating soon, and if the truth be told, his job opportunity mightn't be found here at all.
I've finished my degree in politics and philosophy there.
What are you hoping to do?
I'd like to go into politics if possible, but
you'll have plenty of opportunities either in November or at some time in the new year.
I know, I'm hearing all that, so I'd know a lot about all that stuff, so I'll be on the doors now when November comes around.
So when will the election be?
I'm very confident it'll be in November. Posters are being printed and the ground's being set for it, so I would expect an announcement sometime after the budget.
Sometime after the, but there's absolutely no getting away from all this election speculation fever. That was Cian McCormack reporting on the Graduate Careers Fair, which continues until 5 o'clock today. And if anyone hasn't booked a place through a third level institution and wants to go along, admission is £5 at the door.